FM W260 CV Racine and 98.1 FM W251 BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in Clearwater, Florida, where fire officials say a small plane crashed into a mobile home park overnight, killing several people.
It is sad, and I'm praying for the people that were involved.
The FAA says the pilot radioed for help before the plane disappeared from radar just short of the local airport. Deaths both in the plane and in a home it hit.
I just come out because I wanted to get everybody out, but the heat was horrible.
From north to south, Californians are swamped after a powerful storm that caused damage up and down the state. Team coverage begins with CBS's Carter Evans.
In Long Beach, drivers needed help getting to dry land after their cars wound up submerged up to their roofs. This area, just south of Los Angeles, received nearly a month's worth of rain in just 12 hours.
I've been living here for like 3 years and I've never seen it like this.
I'm Elise Preston here in Northern California's wine country, where crews have closed off roads, keeping drivers away from floodwaters. Several wineries are underwater today after the Russian River swelled and overflowed.
A more powerful storm is lining up to hit the Southern California coast Sunday. Overseas, at least three people were killed in Kenya when a truck loaded with gas exploded and set off a massive fire that burned homes and warehouses in Nairobi. The BBC's Ann Soy reports from the capital.
Smoke is still billowing from some of the structures here, that many of them have been completely destroyed. I can see charred iron sheets.
The Red Cross says more than 270 people were injured. President Biden joins grieving families at Dover Air Force Base today for a dignified transfer honoring the three American service members killed in an Iran-linked drone attack in Jordan. Military consultant Jeff McCausland on the retaliation plan.
The administration apparently wants to go in where the targets can be identified visually and not go in at night or with heavy cloud cover that might obscure the targets.
Iran's president says his country won't start a war but will respond if it's bullied. Just 31% of Americans say they approve of the Biden administration's support for Israel in the Gaza war. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
This new poll from the Associated Press and NORC Center for Public Affairs Research finds more Republicans also believe Israel's response to the Hamas attacks has been too heavy-handed.
Won't be long now. Punxsutawney Phil due to pop out of his hole in about half an hour to give us the lowdown on how long winter weather will hang around this season. S&P futures up 29. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Museums in Wisconsin are scrambling to comply with a new federal rule that makes them get permission from tribal nations before displaying certain Native American artifacts. The new rule means significant changes for museums in other parts of the country, but less so in Wisconsin. The universities of Wisconsin may not be done closing in-person classes at two-year branch campuses.
I anticipate there will be more two-year campuses closed down. It's going to be painful, though. I think Jay and the Board of Regents are doing the best job possible.
Governor Evers speaking at a WISP politics luncheon this week. A total of 4 two-year colleges will stop offering in-person classes after this spring. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Wisconsin Badgers lose in overtime. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Badgers on the road in Nebraska. The game going into overtime.
Hepburn with 7 seconds left. Chucky, a deep three. It's off the rim, no good. Gary the rebound, and Nebraska wins it in overtime by 8. And another court storm here in Lincoln. as the sixth-ranked team in the country goes down.
Matt LaPay on the Badgers Radio Network, the final Nebraska 80, the Badgers 72. Head coach Greg Gard asked, was it the Badgers' second-half turnovers that did them in?
Yeah, that combined with bad shot selection and no play in the paint.
NFL, Brian Gutekunst says poor play in the secondary is partly what led to them firing Joe Barry and hiring Boston College head coach Jeff Hafley as their new defensive coordinator. The Packers GM says they will likely work on a contract extension with Jordan Love in the next few months. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to 38 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 32 for a low. Tomorrow will be sunny with a high of 39. Sunday, sunny and a bit warmer with a high of 42. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
News, talk, and sports.
Talk about your triple play.
Get this guy a jockstrap and a cookie.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
I don't know what they're tied to, but I'm buying one.
Then put your...
What is this, Miami Beach?
Not hardly.
That's right, woodchuck chuckers. It's Groundhog Day!
I see things when I drive that intrigue me. I drove by a car dealership, and every car on the lot had a balloon on it. Every car. And I wondered, well, what led to that decision? That didn't just happen. There was a moment in time where that was decided upon. I just wish I was there. They probably sent some new salesman into the GM's office. The guys asked me to come in and talk to you. We're not hitting our quotas, and we're not getting any drive-ons. They're wondering if you might have some ideas. Oh, yeah? Let me show you why I'm in charge. We're gonna move these bad boys. Who am I to make fun of that? It must work. They wouldn't do it if it didn't work. I guess people drive by, well, that's it for my day. I am headed home. Whoa! Are those balloons? I don't know what they're tied to, but I'm buying one.
my clock saga goes on. I can't get this thing to work. See, if I was born later on in life, I would have taken computer classes in school and I can figure this stuff out. But unfortunately, I wasn't. For today, cloudy with a high of 38 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 33. Sunshine Saturday and Sunday. Perfect weather for this time of year with a high of 39 tomorrow. 41 on Sunday. And yes, we're going to have an early spring. I think we're having it now. Punxsutawney Phil either didn't see a shadow or did see a shadow. I forget how that works. But anyway, we're having an early spring, which is good. And I mentioned in the last hour, in case you missed it, it was 13 years ago today. 13 years ago today on this very moment. You looked out your window and said, oh my goodness, it's the end of the world. We had 24 inches of snow. I don't know if that was a record, but everybody thought, well, you get to early February, winter's over. 24 inches of snow. And it just kept coming down. There was no end to it. Now, most people didn't go to work. I went to work that morning, and I never want to go through that again. I don't. Tom Carco, who was our news director at the time, was smart. He actually stayed here and slept overnight. I don't know what we did. I was working on WEZY or FM at the time, but in WRJN, I think Paul Kern took him a long time to get here, but he eventually got here. He came from Kenosha. At least I came from Racine. It wasn't that far away. But I'm telling you, that was a living nightmare. And that was 13 years ago today on Groundhog Day. Not going to happen today. Not with a high of 38 degrees. And over the weekend with a high of 41, it's not going to happen either. That's good news. Coming up at 7:30, we're talking movies with Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters at 7:50. We're talking sports with Mike Clemens. The website, Ranker.com, had more than 18,000 people vote on the best sodas of all time. Number one, Coca-Cola. Pepsi didn't even make the top 10, finished 12th place. So here they are, top 10. Coca-Cola, Dr. Pepper, Sprite, A&W Root Beer, Mountain Dew, 7-Up, Orange Crush, Cherry Coke, Sun-Kissed Orange, and Barq's Root Beer. The highest ranking diet soda was Diet Coke. Came in 29th place. Diet Pepsi came in 64th. That was my soda of choice when I drank soda. I don't drink it anymore, but when I did drink soda, Diet Pepsi. And every time I go someplace where I have to get, you know, I drink, what's that lemonade? Something high C lemonade or whatever it is at the when you get your sodas. I always wanted to click on the Diet Pepsi just to see what it tastes like again because I drank it for years. Just want to see one more time. What does that taste like? I'm afraid to, though. If I do it, then I'm afraid I'll start drinking it again. I don't want to drink it again. Hey, if you're feeling run down and tired lately, you aren't alone. Even when you've gotten plenty of sleep, you might feel sluggish. So here are a few tips to help you get a little more energy during the day without drinking coffee, I guess, and without taking five-hour energy. Here's what you can do. First thing in the morning, take 10 breaths when you wake up. Okay, hydrate, get some water in your system. Exercise. It's hard to find the motivation out in the morning to exercise, but people who do it tend to be more active throughout the day, too. My wife and I did that for a long time. We would exercise first thing in the morning, but I leave so early now that we can't do that anymore. Make sure you're eating enough. A breakfast that's high in protein and healthy fats can help maintain energy levels throughout the day. Don't eat too much sugar. Ignore your cell phone. That's the toughest one. When you check your phone or email first thing in the morning, you're letting someone else dictate the start of your day, and boundaries are important. I got to tell you, I do that first thing when I open my eyes in the morning. I check the phone to see if the world is still there. I do it, and I know I shouldn't do it, but I do it. What was never again the same once the pandemic was over? You know, people are nostalgic for that pandemic. I can't believe that. I've heard people online say, oh, I miss the time of the pandemic. You know, when everybody was loaded into freezer trucks and people were in the hospital, couldn't see their loved ones. I miss those days. You really do? Here were the top answers. Sitting in a doctor's office, waiting room when you're sick. Dragging yourself to work when you were sick. Eating at buffets. Now, these are things that will never be the same again. Snow days. And the blissful ignorance of sticking your fingers in a random bowling ball and then proceeding to eat food without a care in the world. Remember how careful we were washing our hands every few seconds? We wore masks and Yeah, people are nostalgic about that. I'm not me. I didn't have a good time. I remember one day during the pandemic, I looked outside in the road and there were no cars on the road. Remember you couldn't drive somewhere unless your workplace gave you a piece of paper saying you were an essential worker? Remember that? I'm not nostalgic for that. A website called Money Under 30 released a list of the best cities for being young, broke, and single. If you're young, broke, and single, well, here you go. It's based on factors like the number of bars, the cost of living, and the percentage of the population that's single. Austin, Texas came out number one. I think that's where my brother-in-law lives, but I think he's married. Just ahead of Salt Lake City, Durham, North Carolina, Columbus, Ohio, and Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Also a good place if you're young, broke, and single. Okay, got a website here. Conducted a study to determine which state citizens would be better off in an alien invasion. Taking into account things like landscape and terrain, defense, science and medicine resources, plus food and beverage manufacturing. In the end, the best place for alien survival is Virginia. Georgia came in second, followed by Massachusetts, New York, Louisiana, Illinois, Maryland, Missouri, Alabama, and Wisconsin came in last. Not last on the list, but in the top 10 there. State where you have the lowest chance of survival, Nevada. That's where a family just claimed to have seen a UFO and aliens. It's also the home of Area 51. Arizona was the second most doomed place, followed by Wyoming, Idaho, Nebraska, Oregon, Montana, New Mexico, Maine, and Utah. I wonder why Wisconsin was picked as a good place to be when the alien invasion comes. That's what they claim. Let's see. Would you do this job? Consumer Reports has people who bravely volunteer to stick their arms into cages filled with hungry mosquitoes so they can test the effectiveness of various repellents. They had that TV commercial. Remember, the guy stuck his arm into this thing, and all the mosquitoes attacked his arm. Then he shook them off, and then he put the spray on. And they don't even bite. I don't know how long it takes for a mosquito to bite you, but depends how much they want to pay me. And you better have some Bactine ready. All right, you ever say to yourself, "I'm not driving to see that." Or events worth driving 5 hours to get to. Here you go. 68% of married people would drive that long to see their husband or wife. 33% of people would do it for a family reunion. 20% would do it to see their kid's sporting event. And 9% would do it to see their favorite sports team. I saw every one of my kids. She was on a swim team. I drove everywhere. Everywhere there was a contest or her swimming all around the southeast Wisconsin, I drove to. I didn't want to miss any of them. Let's see what we got here. A mathematician and cosmetologist in Spain say that if aliens do exist or ever come to visit Earth, they probably will be the size of bears. They use statistical models based on the size of the planet they'll probably come from and the average weight of creatures that might be living on planets that size. Isn't it amazing how we have all these things, but nobody's ever seen one before? Okay. WRJN is pleased to welcome CCM pop star Lauren Daigle to the State Fair's main stage on Friday, August 9th. Oh, that sounds like a long way away, but it's really not that long away. So Lauren Daigle's coming to the State Fair, and she has amassed a billion worldwide streams, sold out headline shows all around the world. She's performing her hits like You Say, Rescue, and Thank God I Do. Tickets are on sale now at WIStateFair.com. And right now I've got a pair of tickets, another pair we're giving away to Lauren Daigle at the State Fair, August 9th. You want to go? Give me a call right now. Phone lines are open, 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. Give me a call right now. Give me a pair of tickets. You go to the Wisconsin State Fair to see Lauren Daigle. Yeah, it's 719 at WRJN Radio. Coming up in about 10 minutes or so, 11 minutes, we've got, we're talking movies with Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters. Civic Media Radio, hometown radio.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 8 to 10 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
You're listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Congratulations, Pat Hines, our latest winner of tickets to go see Lauren Daigle at the Wisconsin State Fair. You know, I still don't have my clock. It's been booting up for now an hour and 20, hour and 35 minutes. Wow, what a morning. And thanks for joining me here at WRJN Radio. Cloudy with a high near 38 degrees today. Part of cloudy tonight. Lows around 33. Sunshine on Saturday and sunshine on Sunday. 39 the high tomorrow. 41 the high on Sunday.
Well, our river flows. No one really knows. Till someone's had to show the way to last in love. Like the sun.
You know, I saw another story in the news about somebody had to get taken off an airliner because they were drunk and belligerent, and the passengers had to tackle the person, and then they finally had the security come on, the agents, and take them off the plane. You know, they serve alcohol in the airport before you get on. They serve alcohol on the plane, and they are amazed when somebody's drunk and belligerent. Stop serving alcohol in the airport. You wouldn't have that problem. All right. There are a million reasons why I don't want to fly. I don't like planes because they're late, horrible passengers, doors coming off, the nose gear coming off the planes. These are reasons why I don't like to fly. Now, here are the five most annoying things passengers do when you're driving in a car. Okay, so cars aren't much better. All right, so when you're driving in a car, backseat driving, being a bad navigator. Now, I'm very lucky. When we go on road trips, there's no one in the back seat, and my wife is an excellent navigator. Hogging the radio. Man, we kind of agree on things in the car. Falling asleep. It does bother me when I'm driving and my wife's taking a snooze. It kind of bothers me a little bit. Not a lot. Taking your shoes off. I don't mind that at all. So, you know, we get along. We do a lot of road trips together. Before COVID, we did a lot of road trips. And unfortunately, we haven't done a lot since. But, you know, we always get a good time because she's a good navigator. Do you know IKEA does about $1.8 billion in food sales every year? About 650 million people eating at their stores. I was in IKEA, the one that's on the freeway in Oak Creek, I guess it is. And I was amazed about the food. It's like a restaurant inside IKEA. And if you have time, you can look for furniture. It's a big place, too. Very big. Feel burned out at work? The World Health Organization officially classified burnout as a new disease. It's defined as chronic workplace stress that's not been successfully managed, and that means soon doctors will be able to diagnose burnout, prescribe treatments for it, too. Really? When you really have to be there on time, a study found early morning flights on the airlines are most likely to get you there on time than evening flights. These are flights in the morning. The best arrival time, 7 to 8 a.m., when 90% of the flights arrive on time. The worst, 8 and 11 p.m., when it's only 73%. I want to go the time where the nose gear stays on the plane and the doors don't blow off. What's the best time for that? All right, the best high school movies. If you were born in the late 70s or early 80s, these are probably the favorite high school movies people had. Clueless came out number one, followed by Superbad, Mean Girls, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and Lady Bird. Then came The Breakfast Club. That's a favorite of a lot of people. Dazed and Confused, Fast Times at Ridgemont High, 10 Things I Hate About You. And here's one of my favorites, Election, with Reese Witherspoon and Matthew Broderick. That was a good movie, Election. I like that. Came out in 1999. The Breakfast Club is also very good, too. A lot of people can relate to that. I went to go see Superbad at the movies once, and I think it took 4 minutes for my wife to get up out of her seat and say, I'm leaving right now. I'll pick you up with the other children when the movie is over. And that was Superbad. I kind of like Superbad. I could understand why she left, though. It really was a gross-out movie. All right. Well, I got all sports this weekend. Let's go over the sports picture here at WRJN. Tomorrow, Saturday, we got the Bucks playing the Mavericks at Dallas, 7 p.m. Sunday, with two games for you. We got Wisconsin playing Purdue here in, actually in Madison at 11 a.m. And the Bucks will be at the Jazz at 6:30 p.m. that Sunday. So, full schedule. And don't forget, the Brewers going to be on WRJN in 2024 this year. The spring training starts, hard to believe, but it starts probably now. And then the first preseason game, will that come in April or something? Beginning of April, or the first game is in April? I got to look at the baseball schedule. Hey, it's 7:26 at WRJN Radio. Coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to talk movies. We've got a couple of new films coming out today with Brett Hoffman. He'll be here from Marcus Theaters. And at 7:50 this morning, we're going to talk sports, and that's going to be with Mike Clemens. So a lot coming up for you this morning. Still to come. Hey, when you were growing up, you may have dreamed one day of being a millionaire, but these days, having $1 million is not enough to make you rich. Neither is $2 million. The magic number, $2.2 million. People feel rich at that point. Here's a great way to make some money. You ready? Marlon Wayans was supposed to play Robin in Batman Returns back in 1992. That's the one with Michael Keaton and Danny DeVito as the Penguin. They ended up cutting the character, but he still gets paid and residuals for the movie. So every time that movie comes on TV or in cable, he gets paid for it, even though he was never in the movie. That's how you make a career. Odd but true, one of the very first items ever sold on eBay. I think we talked about this, didn't we? The broken laser pointer? Yeah, we talked about this the other day. It was sold to a guy who collects broken laser pointers for $14.83. Yeah, we talked about that one the other day. A dad from Wisconsin recently set a world record by doing more than 1.5 million push-ups for charity. Oh, wow. That's true. 1.5 million, huh? Now, he did an average of 4,000 push-ups a day over the course of a year. 4,000 push-ups a day. That guy's in good shape. I know they always say a lot of dads aren't in good shape. Not that guy. Holy mackerel. 4,000 push-ups a day. I'm lucky if I get two good ones out of myself. I'm lucky if I get one good one. I guess even doing our jobs from the couch for a full year during when we had COVID didn't make us more relaxed, because a Gallup poll found Americans are some of the most stressed out workers in the world. So even all that time that we, you know, laid around on our couches doing work from home. All right, 7:28 WRJN Radio. Got to keep it right here. We're talking movies on the other side of our farm news in just a moment. And then we'll talk to Mike Clemens doing sports. And hopefully, one of these days, I'll get my clock back. I still don't have it. I turned it on. We had some trouble with it about an hour and 45 minutes ago. Still not here. I know when it's going to pop up at 8 o'clock, right?
Talk and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Friday. One of the main policies that Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation is putting forth at the state capitol is to offer its own health care coverage plan. They want to do this for members because they say the current options are not working for farmers. Executive Director of Governmental Relations Jason Munyaini says Farm Bureau's health plan will address the pitfalls in the current system.
The way that farm income is calculated is for the ACA, it kind of adds some of the depreciations and debt services back into somebody's income so that they're artificially inflated. And a lot of the times that pushes them out of a subsidy eligibility. So they're stuck paying full freight. On top of that, farm income is so volatile. Let's just look at what happened with Class 3 milk prices over the past 3 years. So you have a moving target for that subsidy eligibility, which creates kind of a disincentive for farmers to get insurance through the Affordable Care Act. We think that we provide an opportunity for an existing product already available to thousands of families across the U.S. through Farm Bureau as a more consistent cost.
Jason Munyaini is the Executive Director of Governmental Relations with Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation. Their health care plan proposal was the main item they pushed this week for their Ag Day at the Capitol. Stick around for more agribusiness news coming your way.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
The end of harvest, snow-covered fields, and an early morning sunrise. Winter is a good time to evaluate your livestock's health. BioVet loves seeing healthy animals contribute to your farm's profitability. The knowledge and support from our team is here to help you make the difference in the health and productivity on your farm. Help your livestock stay healthy and call 1-800-BioVet1 or visit bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to our equipment. Check out the affordable, efficient, versatile tractor lineup at R Equipment and ask for Mr. Versatile Chunk Gill. Keep up with Pam at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook at Fabulous Farm Babe, on Twitter at Fab Farm Babe, or by downloading the Midwest Farm Report app.
One of the top stories today at MidwestFarmReport.com is that 15 Wisconsin dairy companies are getting a dairy processor grant from the state. The purpose of the money is to help foster innovation and improve profitability for Wisconsin dairy processors. The recipients run the gamut from ice cream to cheese to butter processors. $500,000 goes into these awards, and then each business gets a maximum of $75,000. Again, 15 businesses got grants, but the state got 36 requests from businesses. You can see the award recipients at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to 38 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 32 for a low. Tomorrow will be sunny with a high of 39. Sunday, sunny and a bit warmer with a high of 42. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 35.
Connecting the dots between the left and the right. Rational Revolution with Chris Elfheim. Saturdays at 2 and Sundays at 1 on 99.9 and 98.1 FM and 1400 AM WRJN and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
On air, online, and on the Civic Media app.
Battle stations, everybody. Let's go, go.
This
go, go,
is 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Hey.
morning at WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining us here on a Friday morning. It's movie time. Brett Hoppen from Marcus Theaters is here. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning, Don.
I asked Brett, you know, because everything's going wrong here this morning. My mouse stopped working. The clock stopped working. And I said, what happens if a movie projector stops working? Now, you don't have projectors like they do in the old days with film, but you still have projection on a screen. What happens if it goes out?
Well, it's just like if your computer would go out at home. You try to restart it. You try to get it back up. And if that doesn't happen, the staff will try to get you into another performance or the next performance of that film. So if it happens, you're at the theater, please know our staff is doing everything they can to get it up for you. And please be kind, but we want to get the movies on screen just like you want to see them.
Okay, now here's the other question I have for you. You don't have really projectionists anymore, do you?
All of the projectors are digital projectors right now. All of them are by computer, all of them are timed, and all of them go through a central system. So we do not. However, we do have people trained to be able to happen and work on those things if there are problems. But you're right. There is not a projectionist in the booth anymore like there was. There used to be someone that used to go in the booth. They used to lace up the film for every single showing and start that up manually. And that doesn't occur right now. But on the other side, the equipment is much more reliable and the picture is much more crisp and clean on the screen.
I know it is. Now, listen to this story real quickly here. A woman on TikTok is going viral after showing people how to get butter on all of the popcorn at a movie theater, not just the top layer. You take a straw, you shove one end down into the popcorn, you line it up with the butter dispenser, and you fill up the straw, and then you slowly pull it up, and all the butter goes throughout the entire bucket of popcorn. That only hurts. It only works if you can do your own butter. Most theaters don't have that. But it's kind of clever, huh?
Yeah, it is kind of clever. I mean, I'm a light butter fan myself. I don't know about you, but I think butter on every single kernel might be a little extreme for me, but to each their own.
I like to have my fingers soaked in butter when I eat popcorn. I like to pick it up, and it's dripping all over the place. No, I really don't like it that much. Okay, we got a couple of new movies opening up today, and let's go over them, see what's opening up at theaters.
Yeah, there's some opportunities out there. There's the first movie, it's Argyle. It's an action thriller. This is Bryce Dallas Howard. She's an introverted spy novelist. And her life becomes in danger when the plots of her book mirror the covert actions of a real-life spy organization. This one's got a great cast. I mentioned Bryce Dallas Howard. It's got Henry Cavill. It's got Dua Lipa. It's got Sam Rockwell, Samuel Jackson, Bryan Cranston, and more. And it's directed by Matthew Vaughn, who's known for the Kingsman series and Kick-Ass and a bunch of other films. If you know those films, you know there's a lot of hard and, you know, just a lot of great action going on in those movies, and you can expect the same with Argyle. But the next two opportunities are very interesting because the next opportunity is The Chosen, which is season 4 of The Chosen is going to come to movie theaters first before you can see it anywhere else. And right now we're playing episodes 1 through 3. This is the critically acclaimed TV drama about the life of Jesus. It does very well on the big screen when we've brought that to the big screen for the holiday series. And now we have season 4, episodes 1 through 3. In 2 weeks, you'll see episodes 4, 5, and 6. And then another 2 weeks, you'll see episodes 7 and 8. So this month, you get to see the entire Chosen season 4 on the big screen. If you go to MarcusTheaters.com, we've got a passport there where you can see all of those movies at a discounted price as well. So that's a very special opportunity. And let me tell you, this is very popular on screen. So get your tickets now because it is doing very well.
Now, I've seen all the Chosens. I saw them in the theater and also we bought the DVDs also as well. But the director comes on the screen. I forget what his name is. Excuse me. He comes on the screen and says this is the way he prefers people see it on the big screen. It's a kind of a, it's the company that put it out is called Angel Studios. And they made The Chosen, but they also did something pretty smart. They distributed some other films. And one of them was a big blockbuster about the young girls who were taken into, like, slavery or whatever that thing. Remember the film that was out last year?
Yeah, it was about human trafficking,
yeah,
and
right.
It was called The Sound of Freedom. It came out this past July and was a monster hit. In fact, it made more money domestically than the new Indiana Jones movie did this past summer. It was The Sound of Freedom.
Yeah, and Angel Studios put that out. We're looking forward to it. And it's not a really high-budget movie, but it's done very, very well. They think they filmed it in Texas, because Texas looks like biblical times. I would imagine that's why they did it. But, yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. I'm also looking for... Oh, by the way, somebody said that Godzilla Minus One was nominated for an Academy Award. It was nominated for some kind of technical award. And then they said its prequel, Oppenheimer, also nominated. Isn't that clever? It is actually the prequel to Godzilla. When you think about it, Godzilla was born out of the bombing of Japan, the radiation, and that's what Oppenheimer's about. Out of Oppenheimer came Godzilla. Godzilla Minus One. Actually, now, is that the first time a Godzilla movie's ever been nominated for an Academy Award?
You know, we'll have to look it up. It is nominated for Best Visual Effects, but, you know, I'll go on a limb to say it's either the first time or maybe one other time, because I haven't heard of one, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. So what's one of your biggest surprises from last year that did well at the box office? Mine is, Barbie is the big one. I never thought that thing would make a dime at the box office. Shows you what I know. What was one of your biggest surprises last year? Can you think of them?
Well, I thought the biggest surprise, which now seems a little bit more obvious, but it was the whole Barbenheimer phenomenon. If you were going to tell me that on the same day they're going to release a Barbie movie, and then they're going to release a three-hour bioepic directed by Chris Nolan about Oppenheimer, and that not only will both these movies do phenomenally, they were the best grossing pictures of the summer, but also people would see them on the same day. If you're going to tell me that that audience is going to go see Barbie, and then they're going to get out of the theater, take a break, and go right back into Oppenheimer, or vice versa, that Barbenheimer phenomenon of two movies that did not seem very similar, but combined together like a peanut butter and jelly combination that just worked. That was probably the most phenomenal moment that I saw, and, you know, I had not seen that in over 25 years of being in the exhibition industry, and those moments are fun, and I hope moments like that come again, because that was just a wonderful moment for the industry.
I want to talk about, you are doing something you've done in years past at Marcus Theaters. You're going to put all the Best Picture nominees out there for people to see, and these are films that didn't play wide yet. So there's a lot of those Best Picture nominees out of the 10 that people have never even seen before because they didn't play at theaters around here in the southeast Wisconsin. But are you going to get all 10 in theaters? How's that going to work?
Yeah, well, we're bringing back, and we call this our Best Picture series. It's our Best Picture Showcase, and it's coming back February 23rd to March 10th. So we're bringing 9 of the Best Picture nominations back, along with the animated shorts and the animated action films. And they're going to be at theaters February 23rd through March 10th. And they're playing all throughout those 17 days that leads right up to the Oscar season. So it's a wonderful time to catch up on everything. And it's just certainly a great time. You can go right to the Renaissance Cinema. We'll have all those films there from February 23rd through March 10th. And there's even a passport. So there's two ways that you can experience this. You can buy a passport, which is you can buy a pack of 4 movies for $28, or you can buy a package of all movies for $70.
How about individual movies, can you see, or no?
Yeah, or you can see them individually, okay, just good, at regular ticket price. So you can package them together, and that's a $7 price, which is a tremendous price, or you can go see them individually during that time frame. Now, we're also playing at select locations a Best Picture Festival Marathon Series. Now, that occurs on March 2nd and on March 9th. And this will occur near Racine at the South Shore Cinema, at the Ridge Cinema, and at the Marcus Majestic Cinema. And on these 2 days, these 2 Saturdays, we'll be showing 5 movies each. So check that out, because they're going to be shown in a marathon format. So if you really want to catch up on all these movies before the Oscars on March 10th, go check them out at this festival marathon format, which is March 2nd and March 9th. You can check it out at our website, but you can knock them all out in 2 Saturdays with 5 movies apiece. And that's a really fun time, because you'll be in the audience with other cinephiles. You'll be talking together about who's going to win and what's going on. And that's always a fun time.
So let me ask you this. What's the one movie you're not going to be able to show for Best Picture nominees? You said 9 out of 10. Which is the one you don't show?
Well, the only movie that we're not showing is Maestro, and that's because we did not show it originally theatrically on our screens.
Which movie is it?
It's Maestro, by Netflix. Yeah. So that's the only film, and that's because we didn't show it originally theatrically on our screen. Obviously, there are options for people to watch that movie, but we are showing the 9 other Best Picture nominations, which all played theatrically with us.
You know, I had a movie mom on this week, Nell Minow, who's a movie critic, film critic, and she was on with me, and we're talking about all the pictures. She's seen every one of them, and she praises some that I've never heard of before. But she brought up something interesting. I mentioned, how do you feel about non-theatrical movies being nominated for an Academy Award? I think she took a pause, and I think at the end she said, a movie is a movie, whether it's shown on Netflix, and I think that's what she was pointing to, Maestro. When it's shown on that, it's still a movie, but I think she was conflicted about, you know, showing movie, having nominated for an Academy Award. I mean, if you're being shown on TV, that's what they have the Emmy Awards for. And so that's, I feel, if you don't play in theaters, you don't get nominated for an Academy Award. Now, I know sometimes they sneak around by, as long as it shows in like a New York City or a Los Angeles theater for 2 weeks, that's all that I remember growing up, used to see these movies, 2 weeks and they pull them just so they can qualify for the Academy Awards in New York and L.A., I don't know how you feel about it, but if you're not in a movie theater, you don't get nominated. If you want Maestro from television, that's what the Emmy Award's for. I don't know how you feel about that, though.
Well, I certainly feel that the theatrical experience, the communal experience, has been part of movies since the beginning, and I think that should be a component. Obviously, working for a theater company, I believe that way. Yeah. But I just believe that watching a movie with people, there's no substitute for that. And that should be part of the Academy Awards, and that's tradition.
Now, you know how I feel about movies. I love them, and they should only be seen on the big screen. I'm glad they're putting The Chosen on the big screen. Even though, you know, you watch them on DVD or stream them, it's always better to watch it on the big screen. All right, you get your Eisenberg hot dog there and whatever, and enjoy it. Hey, Brett Hoffman, we'll talk to you next Friday once again. Thanks for joining us here.
We'll talk to you, Dan. Thank you.
Okay, Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters. I would catch those Oscar nominees for Best Picture, because a lot of those really haven't played around, and so you never heard of them. Now's your chance to see them. 748 WRGN, we're talking sports with Mike Clemens. You know what? I think we have another minute. I don't have a clock this morning. I'm kind of just playing around here, hoping that I got rid of Brett Hoffman too early. Yeah, I don't have a clock this morning. Clock is out and the pointer on my mouse went out. Not a good morning for things like that, okay? We'll work it out, though. But it doesn't matter, because we're going to talk sports with Mike Clemens in just a moment. He's got a whole bunch of topics we're going to chat about. That's straight ahead.
Listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jam from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jam.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people are going to say, oh, man, she's a Republican, she's a Democrat, she's a whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Yeah.
Kids is here. We're talking sports this morning. By the way, where are you this morning? You hop all over the country all the time. Where are you hiding out right now?
I'm in Green Bay because we got a nice heads-up notice of a day or two that Brian Goodkins was going to come back from Alabama, where they have the Senior Bowl and all of the top college football players. He's going to be going over for the draft. And he came and talked to us for it was a very good press conference, some really good answers. And so Brian said things like, okay, here's some questions. Like Aaron Jones, 29 years old. He's got a year left on his contract, but would the Packers just move on from him and get a younger runner? Back, but it looks like they're going to bring him back. I don't know about A.J. Dillon, Quadzilla, who's getting to the end of his contract and struggled at times earlier in the season. Jordan Love will probably get a new contract. Yes, he earned that job this past year, and we were talking about how great the season actually turned out to be with all those young players and kind of going through the different weeks and games. And then someone asked him, you know, when did you think it, Jordan Love was your guy, that he's going to be the next quarterback? You know, breaking down last season, he said 2019. And then everybody laughed, which is, you know, when they spotted him at Utah State and had drafted him the following spring. So that was pretty funny. So pretty much all good on the Packers front these days.
Okay, the Bucs having problems. They got a brand new head coach and an 0-2 under that head coach. Wow.
Yeah, they lost again on the road. And, you know, this one loss that they had to the Denver Nuggets, now that's, the defending champion. But, they're working on bugs. I they're still trying to work on things like working on their defense and their coverage and those kinds of things. So their next game is now they've been on a long road trip. It's like a 5-game road trip. They play in Dallas tomorrow night against the Mavericks. And then the next night they're in Salt Lake City on Sunday night against the Utah Jazz. And those are games you can hear on WRJN.
You know, I found out something interesting the other day. There were actually 4 NBA games that were played outdoors. I never knew that before. They were preseason games, and the Phoenix Suns played all 4 games outdoors. The last one was in 2010. And I started to think about it. I have never seen an NBA game played outside. Mainly because, well, first of all, in our area, neck of the woods, it's freezing cold outside. But when you think about it, have you ever seen an NBA game played outside?
No, I think that would be kind of cool, actually.
It would be cool if it was here in Wisconsin because it's the freezing.
Very cool, yeah. if you did a late spring, before you got into the playoffs, because you wouldn't want to change the conditions that way. I don't know. You are outdoors, and that means you're subject to rain and wind and those kinds of things. And those basketball players are pretty picky. So let me tell you. It's like one thing after another. You know, you kind of knew that they might change firing Joe Barry as the defense coordinator of the Packers. The Bucks fire their coach 43 games in. Just as the Packers season was winding down, which pretty much takes up 7 days a week of my time when the season's going on. Then we have Brian Goodkins like, okay, great, I can talk about this on Don's show tomorrow morning. The Brewers traded Corbin Burns, their number one pitcher, last night at about 7:00 to the Baltimore Orioles. This is their ace. This is their first pitcher in the rotation. And last year they thought they might be finally getting to a World Series because they had him and Brandon Woodruff, and Brandon wrecked his shoulder in the spring, tried to come back in September, and they had to shut him down. He's having full surgery on it. And then the Brewers just went ahead and released him because they think he's done. But Corbin Burns is a guy who a year ago, they were having these what they call salary arbitration hearings, and he was kind of upset because he had to fly from where he lives, I think in Arizona, back to Milwaukee, sit in these meetings on Valentine's Day, which he was missing with his young wife, a little child. And the guy representing the Brewers in front of the arbiter was saying, and by the way, we think it's actually his fault why we didn't get to the playoffs last year. And it's ugly, it's business, but he was in present for it in the room, and it really ticked him off, and he told the media about it when they started spring training. So he signed a deal just 2 or 3 weeks ago that would have had him 1 more year in Milwaukee playing for the Brewers, And he also told the reporters then, he goes, yeah, this is my last year. I think I'll move on because I want a longer deal. And it, you know, seems like I'm day-to-day here. They traded him last night to the Baltimore Orioles. They got back a left-handed pitcher, an infielder, and a spot in the draft. But it's like, wow. I mean,
okay, so okay. I was talking this morning. We are going to be carrying all the Brewers games this year on WRJN.
Yeah.
And when does spring training start? And the first game is, what, April 2nd or something like that? When's spring training start?
Pitchers and catchers report in just about 2 weeks.
Whoa.
Out there in Arizona. So, yeah, I mean, I think we're like 60 days away from the first pitch.
And so is it April 2nd or something, opening day?
So they think it'll be Freddie Peralta, who is, you know, currently in the rotation. He now moves into the eighth spot, the number one spot in the rotation.
Yeah. All right. I got the Bucks playing this weekend. They will be playing the Jazz on Sunday. It's I think it's a 6:30 start time on this radio station. And we got the Badgers men's basketball playing on Sunday as well. They'll take on Purdue at 11 a.m. But before all that happens, the Bucks will take on the Mavericks 7 p.m. Saturday night. On WRJN. So a full schedule this weekend. Got a lot of teams playing.
Yeah, and then tomorrow I get on a plane and head out to Las Vegas. My next report will be covering Super Bowl 58, so I'll talk to you next Friday to preview the Super Bowl, okay?
From the land of Viva, Viva Las Vegas. And, of course, you know, I'm a little sick of the Taylor Swift thing going on right now because they say, well, you know, we're doing prop bets on whether she'll be there doing this and doing that with a little proposed marriage. I think she'll be in Tokyo the night before the Super Bowl performing. So who knows if she'll even be there, but everybody's so... And they actually figured out during a 3.5-hour game, Taylor Swift was only on camera for 25 seconds. So it's not like she's dominating the game. Hey, Mike Clements, you be safe out there. We're talking to you from the land of Viva next week out in Las Vegas. And be safe on that flight, okay?
Thank you, pal. Will do.
Okay, Mike Clements. Have yourself a great weekend, all right? I'm Don Rosen. We'll catch you once again Monday morning with a working clock. Hopefully. All right? Stay well.
Sports that made Wisconsin great. Packers, Bucks, and coming in 2024, the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Your home for the Packers. 1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260 CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251 BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app. See?